present Kenneth Williams, Derek Nimmo, Peter Jones, and Gene Marsh in just a minute. And as the minute waltz fades away, here to tell you about it is our chairman, Nicholas Parsons.
Thank you. Thank you very much indeed. Hello and welcome to Just a Minute. Well, once again, our four contestants are going to compete against each other and try and speak for 60 seconds on some subject that I will give them without hesitation, without repetition, and without deviating from the subject on the card if they can. And we'll start the show this week with Peter Jones. And Peter, the subject is making a real fuss. Can you talk on that subject for just a minute, starting now?
Well, not enough people do this. I'd like to encourage it. Now, myself, I only do it, I think, when I'm in a supermarket and I buy about £4 worth of groceries and they want to charge me threepence for a carrier bag. And I resent it and I say, send for the manager, because the poor girl who's at the cash desk, it's not her responsibility, I realise that. But I think it's monstrous that you're not given some assistance to get this junk out of this place. Don't you agree with me? I'm
sure. Nimmo, challenge.
Well, the station just seems to have sort of stopped.
No, he was asking for our opinion.
Yes, I thought.
He was asking for Kenneth's opinion, but Kenneth, instead of pressing his buzzer and challenging him, decided to agree, yes. But Derek got in first with the challenge, and Derek, I agree with your challenge. He did hesitate, so you gain a point for that. You take over the subject. There are 25 seconds left. Making a real fuss starting now.
Yes, we are far too complacent in this country today. I would like to make a fuss in my borough because the cleaning of the street is absolutely disgraceful. There are old tin cans, bits of paper, all kinds of muck lying around the pavement, and nobody comes along and moves it away. My dustbins are not emptied. The council are lethargic. And what's the matter? Who ran?
got a lot of words in, didn't I? A lot of words.
Two dustbins.
No, the dust cart before, and dustbin.
It's very difficult
when he goes at that pace, but he often trips himself up, so we get him on. Derek, I disagree with Gene's challenge, so you have a point for an incorrect challenge. You keep the subject. There are 10 seconds left, making a real fuss, starting now.
Sometimes after matins, you find people will come up and make a real fuss about the sermon and say, today, vicar, it was rather boring. I do not like the text that you took.
The whistle tells us that 60 seconds is up, and whoever is speaking at that moment gains an extra point. At the end of that round, it was Derek Nimmo. In fact, Derek Nimmo got all the points in that round. He has a lead of 3 over all the other 3 competitors. Derek, it is your turn, so will you continue now with the next round? When it's my turn on the bumper cars. That is the subject. Will you talk on it for just a minute? You start now.
When it's my turn on the bumper cars, I like to make a real fuss. It is great fun, isn't it, Julie? You get rid of all your inhibitions when you're on the bumper cars. All those times that you spend on the roadway locked in traffic jams, and you get in your little bumper car, and you can go the wrong way round and bash everybody. Such fun, isn't it? I like it. And I'm rude to people. I shout, what-ho, sucks to you. I must be quite honest. No, I'm sorry. I must reveal onto you the sort of cad that I really am. Somebody buzzed.
Yes, Kenneth Williams.
I must be honest. I must reveal. You did say it twice.
Yes. 33 seconds on when it's my turn on the bumper cars, starting now.
When it's my turn on the bumper cars, I only hope that I get it to myself, because sometimes if you're with a companion, they do insist on sharing the seat. Now, I find this very restricting, because I like to be able to wrench the wheel round at will and do all those terrible things that you could never do in any other place. I also think that the sparks that are given off are quite frightening.
Peter Jones has challenged.
A repetition of think.
Yes, you were thinking rather a lot. You are, of course, must think a lot, but you mustn't use the word more than once. 6 seconds are left, Peter Jones, and you have the subject now. When it's my turn on the bumper cars, starting now.
When it's my turn on the bumper cars, I just look the other way because I get enough bumps in Oxford Street, Regent Street, and Point West.
It's a good thing the whistle went on Regent Street, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Well, I said Point West, I said. And then I was going to go through the whole metropolitan area, naming every street by street, Crescent Terrace and Mews.
But you wouldn't have got any further than that moment because you said street twice.
I buzzed him on the
and
second
Gene
street.
Gene buzzed, but it was just after the whistle went, so you were lucky.
Well, I say Crescent Terrace, Mews, and all that.
But you still said street twice.
Anyway, what's the point of saying what I would have done?
You've done it!
Lecturing!
You know, on try, I don't often win a point, and when I win it, you say, oh, it's just as well the whistle. I mean, how appalling!
What a depressing man! Peter, can you... You have, you make a very good chairman, you know, actually, Peter.
Thanks very much.
You have a point then for speaking when the whistle went, and you're in second place at the end of that round. 1 point behind Derek Nimmo. And Kenneth, it's your turn to begin, and the subject is what I put in my faggots. Will you talk about that if you can for 60 seconds, starting now?
What I put in my faggots must remain a secret. It's something I cannot possibly discuss. I do it undercover. I do it with the blinds down. I do it when nobody's about.
There is no challenge.
He's done it too many times. Yeah.
Well, you have to with faggots, dear.
Well, you can't do it three times in a row like that. Derek, I agree with the challenge, and you have 45 seconds to continue on what I put in my faggots, starting now.
What I put in my faggots, I'm delighted to tell you all about. I wouldn't do it under sheets and in the darkness. I put meat, lovely, delicious, raw flesh, combined with barley and congealed black blood, and a little tiny touch of parsley, and some green beans chopped very fine, with some tarragon and herbs.
No.
A little strawberry jam.
Jean Marsh is challenged.
Little.
Yes, you had lots of littles before. Jean, you got him this time. You have 5 seconds on what I put in my faggots, starting now.
First, you must get a bladder, which is the inside of a pig. You stretch it, and then start to stuff it.
Well, that was one of the most vulgar subjects we've had on our programme, and they all got some points from it, and Derek Nimmo's still in the lead. Jean Marsh, will you begin the next round? The subject is onions. Can you talk on that subject without breathing? And, and there is just a minute, starting now.
I put a lot of chopped onions into my faggots, of course. But apart from that, onions are an extremely beneficial vegetable to mankind. They're not only delicious to eat, cooked or raw, but actually do you good medicinally. They are very, very fine for
Peter
you.
Peter Jones is challenged.
Very.
Yes, very, obviously.
All sorts of things.
And there are 43 seconds for onions with you, Peter, starting now.
Now, first, take the onion and peel the outside skin off and then chop it across. Then turn it at right angles, chop it again.
Jean Marsh is challenged.
Chop, chop.
You, there's too much chop, chop, chop there, yes. 34 seconds, Jean, on onions, starting now.
I've got a very good tip for the listeners. If you want to eat onions a lot and don't want to taste or smell of them, you must eat about 100 at one sitting, and by so doing,
Kenneth
you
Williams,
become...
your challenge, what was
well,
it for?
Well, at least to eat twice.
I know she did,
oh,
so you
true.
Have a point for that. And there are 23 seconds on onions, starting now.
If you want a good tip about onions, the way to come up without crying is to put a matchstick in your mouth while you're doing it. Now, none of you knew that, did you?
Peter Jones has challenged.
I told him that the other day.
Yes, I'm a witness.
He's using my material.
Give Peter Jones a bonus point for a good challenge. The subject stays with Kenneth. He has 15 seconds on onions, starting now.
It is, of course, an odour, the onion one, which we all object to if we ourselves...
Jean Marsh has challenged.
I don't object to it at all.
You hadn't heard the rest of my sentence?
But
he said we all object.
And then I was going to say, if we haven't had it ourselves.
Jean, I don't think he was deviating from the subject of onions, and so he keeps it, and there are 8 seconds, starting now.
Pooh! Ooh, what a stink, I have often cried when I have smelled this aroma on the breath of an itinerant peddler. I don't...
Kenneth, you got a point for speaking when the whistle went, but I'm afraid you're still 1 point behind our leader, who is still Derek Nimmo. Peter Jones is alongside you in second place, and Jean's only 1 point behind. And Peter, it's your turn to begin. Oh, there's a lovely subject here, and you're going to give me a lot of problems too. This is a recording of my voice, is the subject. Can you talk on that for just a minute, starting now.
This is a recording of my voice. Well, I suppose it is. I remember the first time I recorded my voice on the pier at Llandudno.
Derek Nimmo's challenge.
Well, deviation of this particular moment in time is not a recording of his voice. He's speaking live.
Yes, but he said, I remember the first time I recorded
my voice.
No, he
said, this is a recording of my voice. It isn't.
It is by the time he's finished saying it.
Definitely.
As he says it, it is a recording of his voice.
Anyway, that is the subject. That's the subject.
Yes, and I disagree with Derek's challenge, so you have a point, Peter, and you have 50 seconds to continue starting now.
I went into this little place like a telephone box and made an aluminium disc and took it home, put it on the record player with a wooden needle, if you please, because it might have scraped it, you know, or scarred it, wouldn't have been able to hear.
Peter, Dennis Williams has challenged.
Deviation, is there a wooden needle, if you please? Well, it doesn't please me at all, so...
Well, that was a figure of speech. You could have had him on deviation when he said he went in
and made a metal
disc.
That's what I meant. That's it. Make a metal disc. Make it, yes.
The metal disc was made when he went in there. You're too late now, Kenneth. No, I mustn't give you challenges. Peter, you have a point for an incorrect challenge, and you have 38 seconds to continue on. This is a recording of my voice starting now.
And then another time, I remember when the first tape recorders came in. They were enormously heavy things and very difficult to move about. And I got one onto the third floor with the aid of a friend.
Gene Marsh has challenged.
I honestly don't see what that's got to do with this is a recording of my voice.
Well, how else do you make one without the tape recorder that he was trying to wield about
the
house?
No, he was just telling us a very old tale about how heavy recording machines were years ago.
Yes, it's very difficult because,
It's not difficult at all. It's perfectly relevant. What are you talking about, you great nit?
Get all the way from Portland Place to call your chairman a great knit.
Oh, I beg your pardon. That was a
little
figure of
knit.
Speech.
Gene, I will agree with your challenge. You have 27 seconds on This is a Recording of My Voice, starting now.
This is a recording of my voice reciting a sonnet of Shakespeare. When in the Chronicles of Wasted Time I see descriptions of the fairest
Kenneth Williams' challenge.
Well, this is disgraceful. I mean, it's deviation.
It is.
The subject, this is a recording of my voice, and now she's gone off without Shakespeare and reciting. That's nothing to do with recording. This is a recording.
You'd have liked it.
Kenneth, you haven't spoken on the subject, so you take it over, and you have 20 seconds on This is a Recording of My Voice, starting now.
This is a recording of my voice is something I don't like hearing. I want always to be hearing live the...
Kenneth, Derek Nimmo.
Revolution of hearing.
Yes. Yeah, all right. I know you're keen. Derek, I agree with the challenge. There are 13 seconds on. This is a recording of my voice starting now.
I mean, I think the most frightful job that anybody's ever had in the whole wide world is that poor girl who does the time thing. You know, this is a recording of my voice. When she has...
Jean Marsh's challenge.
She doesn't say this is a recording of my voice.
No. Oh, no, but for her, that is the subject, isn't it, if you think about it?
No, but you said it as if she said it, and
no,
she,
no,
doesn't.
She doesn't. Have.
Well, if she'd have been playing just a minute.
You almost said it in parenthesis.
No, I think Jean Marsh's challenge is very good. It's almost difficult, as I said before, to judge, but I would give Jean the benefit here of the doubt and say she has 4 seconds on This is a Recording of My Voice, starting now.
And did those feet in ancient times...
You see, it's impossible because, again, that was a recording of her voice because the programme is recorded.
Listen,
I
quite
know.
Like you to scrub it out, yeah. Actually.
Ian Messiter, who keeps the score, for those who write to me and say, I don't know how to keep the score, has just pointed out to me that at the end of that round, as they all got some points, the situation is that they are all equal. It's never happened before. And we continue with Derek Nimmo, and the subject is hags. No, I must put my glasses on. It's bags. I'm so sorry. Derek, can you talk on bags for 60 seconds, starting now?
I suppose if one is asked to talk bags, one immediately might think about scrubbers from Stoke Newton. But I won't, of course. I'll think about the ones that might contain flour.
Kenneth Williams has challenged.
Deviation. He said we're all going to think this. Well, I don't think that immediately at all. So therefore, you're a devious in suggesting that this is a general assumption made when this word is mentioned.
No, I didn't say
well, it. Kenneth, when G. Marsh challenged you on a collective noun of we all, I didn't allow it, so I'm afraid I can't allow it to you now.
Oh, then
so...
I must give way.
Oh!
You have no option once the chairman's made a decision. And tell Derek he has 58 seconds to continue. I'm sorry, you have 53 seconds to continue on bags, Derek, starting now.
With the film of The Great Gatsby, people are now wearing Oxford bags, that is, great big floppy trousers that envelop your shoes and look terribly ugly, but everyone's at it, all wearing bags. And can you can be de-bagged? I remember at school having my trousers removed and being left in a bed of nettles by some vile boys who all perpetrated this fateful company. They left me there stung all round my nether regions. Most unpleasant it was. And other places as well. I don't want to talk about those. But bags can contain things like oranges. Now, from Seville, can you imagine a ship unloading bags of fruit and those little children rushing towards them, picking off the leaves and juicing and chomping through them, taking out the pips, spitting them in all directions.
Jean Marsh is challenged.
I can't imagine little children crushing to the boat dockside.
Yes. And little boat sailing bags are.
Well, how do they get them out of the bags?
Don't you ask. You listen now.
There are people, there are men, I can't remember.
No, I agree with Jean's challenge. You've gone back to Seville. You were thinking of the children in Seville rushing up.
Mention Seville.
Do I have to sit here next time? It's ever so dangerous.
It's very dangerous, isn't it? The way
I mean, I get
attacked
and spat at and all sorts of things.
Oh,
you're very freewheeling.
I will explain to the listeners. I must explain to the listeners that when Derek really starts going on a subject, is then he waves his arms about, he throws his legs in the air, he throws off his Oxford bags, and it's quite dangerous for somebody sitting there. Jean Marsh, you have the subject now of bags. There are 10 seconds left, starting now.
I'm not a bad-looking woman for my age, but I have to confess that I've got bags.
Derek Nimmer has challenged.
I think she's a rotten-looking woman for her age.
I would give her a point to Jean Marsh for ungallantry if...
Thank you.
But she wins it legitimately in the 6 seconds on bags, Jean, starting now.
As I say, I do have bags and...
Peter Jones has challenged.
Well, she's just repeated herself. She said, as I say, I just have to have bags.
But I hadn't said as I say before.
No, but you were about to repeat yourself.
No,
so
I
wasn't.
Only
bags is the subject,
bags.
Dear, so she wasn't repeating herself.
Peter Jones has the subject and there are 4 seconds on bags, Peter, starting now.
Well, there are all kinds of them all over the place. You can't really
Jean
move
Marsh
for them.
Has challenged.
Three alls.
There are all kinds of them all over the place. Well done, Jean. You have 2 seconds on bags starting now.
But I'd still rather have my bag than anybody else's.
Well, Jean Marsh was with us a while ago, and she doesn't appear regularly on our programme. She's our guest in the fourth chair. She did tremendously well. You may have listened or heard it. And... she won, but she's now looks like maybe repeating her performance. She's 3 points ahead of our other three male contestants. Kenneth Williams, it's your turn to begin. The subject is Sinbad the Sailor. Will you talk about Sinbad the Sailor for just a minute, if you can, starting now?
Well, of course, the original is Sindbad, which is one of the characters in this Arabian Nights rubbish that went on.
48 arms.
Yes. Derek Nimmer, you have the subject and you have 50 seconds on Sinbad the Sailor starting
Sinbad
now.
The Sailor, the very first pantomime I went to see, Dorothy Ward playing the principal boy at the Pavilion Theatre in Liverpool. Gosh, those legs, magnificent. Do you know, I saw the other day, not playing Sinbad the Sailor this time.
Kenneth Williams is
deviation, chunked. This lady's legs are not relevant. Nothing to do with Sinbad the Sailor. Dorothy Ward's legs are far, far removed from Sinbad the Sailor.
Well, all I can say is that when Dorothy Ward played Sinbad the Sailor,
We're not interested in all that rubbish.
Well, her legs were an integral part of her performance, as that's one of the reasons she was cast as the principal boy in the pantomime. So I think Derek's perfectly legitimate.
Yeah.
And he keeps the subject, and there are 42 seconds left on Sinbad the Sailor starting now.
So I went in to see Sinbad the Sailor, clutching in my hand a lollipop and some dolly mixtures, and I sat with my Aunt Frieda, new member of the programme, you haven't heard about her before, and we sat and watched Sinbad the Sailor. The great red curtain went up, and onto the stage came 48 little tartan-clad scrubbers from New England. And they all sang the song, "We are the Sinbad Boys."
Kenneth Williams has challenged you.
Well, it's a disgrace. What are these scrubbers doing in the middle of Sinbad the Sailor?
Oh, no,
I agree. I do not believe that pantomime with Dorothy Ward open with 40 little scrubbers.
Honestly, I'm afraid I have got to back Derek Nimmo up, because when I was a young scrubber from Stokington. I was a tiny tapper, and I did actually
you
do that
You weren't in this pantomime with Dorothy Ward, so such a great...
I wasn't in that one.
I still don't believe there were 48 tartan-clad little scrubbers opening the show with Dorothy Ward.
Where was this? I didn't hear.
Pavilion Theatre, Liverpool.
Have we got time to phone Dorothy Ward and ask her? Kenneth, I agree with your challenge, and you take over the subject, and there are 12 seconds on Sinbad the Sailor starting now.
He's a character in these Disney films who used to eat a lot of spinach. And
Peter Jones has challenged.
No, that's Popeye you're thinking of.
Yes. Well, it was Sinbad. What did Sinbad the Sailor eat then?
No, and they weren't even Disney films. They were made by another company.
Oh, I see. I thought it was Popeye the Sailor Man.
Yes.
I thought that
it
was
is.
Yes, but it's not Sinbad the Sailor.
You're getting muddled with your olive oil.
That is true. That is true, right. But as one Thank about you. To reach his journey's end, I'm afraid memory is playing me strange tricks. Yes.
We've noticed it, Kenneth. Peter Jones, a good point to you and 5 seconds on Sinbad the Sailor starting now.
Well, he used to go to sea on this raft and have a bottle of wine and girls used to climb up.
At the end of that round, Peter Jones gained another point for speaking when the whistle went. He's now in second place with Derek Nimmo behind Gene Marsh, who's still our leader. And Gene, it is your turn to begin the subject, my proudest moment. Can you talk on that for just a minute, starting now?
My proudest moment happened only a few days ago. I was in my country cottage. The telephone went, I answered. A voice said, this is the BBC. Ian Messiter wants to speak to you. I said, Lord above, what can he want? And soon he told me.
It ain't never challenged.
Ian Messiter is not the Lord above.
It was an expletive. Which should have been deleted, I suppose.
No. We give Derek a bonus point for a good challenge, but we leave the subject with you because you weren't deviating, and you have 45 seconds to continue on my proudest moment, starting now.
He told me that he wanted my presence on this panel show.
Kenneth Williams has challenged.
He didn't ring her up and say he wanted her presence on the panel show, so I can vouch for that. It's complete lies. Therefore, it's deviation, and I should take the subject over.
It is true.
Actually,
he didn't.
Was...
He said he wanted your voice on the programme. He didn't say
he
what
did your... Well, actually, he's the producer who telephoned her, so it was deviation.
Well, she said it was...
That's right, that's what I mean. That's right, absolutely, yeah.
So, Kenneth, you have 42 seconds to continue on my proudest moment starting now.
My proudest moment was when I donned the uniform of the Sea Cadet Corps. I stood there resplendent in the bell-bottoms with a hat and gold lettering upon it and strode proudly through the streets of the borough of Marylebone, or Marabon, as some people term it. We went to this marvellous service where all of us were told about the duties incumbent upon sea cadets. And I remember learning...
Derek Nimmo's challenged.
Repetition sea cadets.
Yes, we've had the sea cadets before.
Oh, well, I did look lovely in the uniform.
Derek, you have taken over the subject. You have 5 seconds. We're coming to the end of the last round now, and you are 1 point behind our leader. 5 seconds to go on my proudest moment starting...
My proudest moment was when I was made a senior sixer by R.K. Lahr.
Well, Derek managed to get going for the 5 seconds, so he got the bonus point for speaking when the whistle went. And as I just told you, we'd come to the end of the show. So the final score is that Peter Jones has challenged.
No, I haven't.
You just pressed your buzzer.
Oh, I'm sorry.
It's been that loose foot of yours again that you were talking about. A very, very close contest. Kenneth Williams was in fourth place, but he was only 1 point behind Peter Jones in third place. And Peter Jones was only 1 point behind our joint winners this week, Derek Nimmo, and once again, returning to triumph, Gene Marsh. We hope you've enjoyed this edition of Just a Minute. From all of us here, goodbye.
The chairman of Just a Minute was Nicholas Parsons. The programme was devised by Ian Messiter and produced by John Lloyd.